A really cool event on the Hunter Motorsport calendar takes place in Cessnock. It's the 11th anniversary of the event, but the 10th race, and we're talking about the Postie Bike Grand Prix. The event organiser, Charlie McLennan, joins us now. Charlie, thank you so much for your time. I'll just take a punt that the people that ride these particular bikes take their motoring just as seriously as any other motoring enthusiast. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Very well. Look, a big serious event, but a whole lot of fun on the side, yeah?
Oh, yeah, it is a serious event. It's actually the only Grand Prix race on two wheels on suburban streets in the country. And the teams, they're really super serious. It's probably the worst prize money, but they love it. It's just something so unique and so typically Australian. And it's, they all take it seriously.
Well, look, if there's any way to punt on something or sort of be competitive in this country, we sort of seem to find a way to do it. So, look, the Postie Bike Grand Prix, this is the 10th race but the 11th anniversary. How did it all get going?
So it all started back, we had our first race meet in 2014, and it started over a few beers. David Robinson and Darren Cully and Chris Watson are all talking over a few beers and decided, hey, why don't we race Postie bikes through the streets of Cessnock? And some thought we were crazy, and we probably are. And but we've made it happen, and the local council we're fully backed by the local council and fully backed by financial sponsors, and they just love it. It brings so much into the town, and it's a free spectator event as well. So the community, it's a win-win for the community all around.
Yeah, plenty of spots in the inner southwest, just part of the metro area there to sort of have a bit of a look. And your Facebook page gives the outline of the map and all the locations as well. But what actually goes into organising such an event? Because I'm guessing as soon as one's done, you start to lay the groundwork for the following year, Charlie.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of grey hairs, I can tell you that, coming through for all of us organisers. It takes us basically the whole year to put it on. We have a couple of months off, so December, January, and start again in February. And there's a lot of organising, a lot of, the infrastructure part of it is huge. We've got to put water barriers and fence barriers up everywhere for protection of the riders and the public as well. We set up we have a whole TAFE park full of markets and food stalls, and we have free entertainment for the kids, and that's put on by sponsors as well. So without the backing of our businesses that do sponsor it, we literally couldn't do it, because the whole, even though it takes the whole year for us to put on, it's all volunteer work by us on the committee. And without that financial backing, it wouldn't happen at all.
Yeah, and you did sort of touch on some of the other stuff that'll be happening in the background. So great family atmosphere as well for the day, Charlie. Now,
absolutely.
Now, how many laps and how fast do some of these bikes get up to?
Oh, look, I can't tell you the ins and outs of all the mechanical side of it, because I make the event look pretty. The guy that does the infrastructure, he's always the one to talk to. I can tell you that like the day before, we have the dyno testing down at Peden's Hotel, where all the bikes are put on the dyno and scrutinied, and then they get taken off and locked up for the night. They're not allowed to touch them. They all like to have a cheat here and there.
No,
but,
so.
Their maximum horsepower is like 6.3 horsepower.
So you'll definitely see them going past.
Maximum torque is six pounds, and the maximum RPM for the test is 8,000. So you got to have 30 psi pressure in the rear tyre. No more than that. And let me tell you, these guys fly. They absolutely fly around the corners and stuff like that. The crowds love it. They love the thrills. They love the spills. If we get a dusting of rain or anything like that, then there's plenty of spills, especially on Crash Corner. There's a house right on Crash Corner. All the affected residents all have parties and everything. And there's the house on Crash Corner has a chalkboard that they set up. and they mark off how many crushes are on there on Crash Quarter each
year. How amazing
year.
Is that? So they'll be kind of they'll have last year's numbers up. They'll have the record year up, and hoping that this year has as many safe crashes as they can. Look, Charlie, sounds like a fantastic day in the coalfields this time around. It's on Sunday, and I'll let you go and put the finishing touches on, as you say, making the event look pretty. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, no worries at all, Mark. Thank you so much, and we'll see everyone on Sunday.
Charlie McLennan, the event organiser of the Postie Bike Grand Prix. It's happening this Sunday in Cessnock at 2NURFM 103.7.